Good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. This is Wednesday, August the 8th. And I just have one little prayer. This is my prayer. Let's hope that we can get through the whole hour without any technical interruptions. My apologies for yesterday and asking me what happened. It's a technological thing. Anyway, welcome to the flip side. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. It's funny how people always call as the show begins. Quick check of Wall Street today. Well, looky here. Dow up 153 points, closed at 13,657. NASDAQ up 51 points at 2,612. S&P 500 up 20 points at 1,497. According to the Associated Press, stocks surged today as solid results in the technological era. Because of Cisco. Well, Cisco had good earnings, so everybody's happy. And renewed demand. Now, this is an unusual one. Renewed demand for risky debt instruments. Now, who in their right mind would be buying risky debt instruments? I have a sneaking suspicion I know who it is. In the metals complex, gold closed up $3.90 at $675.40. Silver up 6 cents at $13.50. Platinum up $3 at $1,288. Palladium up 3 at $365. Currently in Asian trading, gold off 60 cents at $6.75 even. Silver off 2 cents at $13.14. No action in platinum or palladium. Crude oil was higher by 8 cents to close at 72.23, and the U.S. dollar weaker by 15 basis points at 80.23. It seems as though the folks on Wall Street today were concerned about good news. They were not concerned about bad news. As we mentioned, somebody was buying risky investments today. Not sure who they were because, as I said, well, we never know. The plunge protection team, perhaps? China dropped a little bombshell on the market this morning, but Cisco was much too good a story to worry about the silly Chinese wanting to dump $1 trillion worth of treasuries. We'll be back.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back to the Flip Side on this Wednesday. Usually on Wednesday, we are joined by Charles Carlson of the Straight Gate Ministries. Charles this week, as many people are, on vacation. He's took the wife on a vacation to Alaska. One state I've never been to. Actually, it's two states. And Alaska. Don't ask me why. Been to every other one. You can have your pick as to why gold rose today. You could either say it was the weakness in the dollar, in large part attributed to the statement by the Chinese that if anybody's going to pressure them on revaluing their currency, they may just dump all $1.33 trillion worthless Federal Reserve note onto the marketplace. That's one reason you could say gold went up. That's the reason why the dollar went down. You could say that the broad rally in the stock market, rising 150 points, as a sign that maybe the subprime debacle has eased. Could be another reason for gold rising today. Reports came out this morning that said Iran may be implicated in the Iraqi insurgent attacks. The reason? Who knows? But irrespective of what it is you think that made gold rise, the majority of traders on Wall Street seem to think that the crucial test for gold this week is the 680 level, which means we only found that. So we'll have to wait and see whether it's any one of those factors that is causing gold to move higher. Tomorrow, let's see what we have tomorrow as far as, well, tomorrow we got actual jobless claims. For July, expected at 310,000. Whether that would be enough to move the markets, I'm not. Some statements after the market closed today that could have an impact tomorrow was issued by, who issued this? Somebody to do with real estate. I will read it to you from Bloomberg. U.S. home sales will tumble to a five-year low this year as the widening credit crunch reduces the number of buyers who can get mortgages. Oh, this is according to the National Association of Realtors. They issued this press release today. Not sure what time they issued it. The group lowered its outlook for the eighth time this year, said sales of previously owned homes probably will fall 6.8% to 6.4 million in 2007, the lowest since 2002. New home sales, which account for about 15% of the housing market, probably will fall 19% to 852,000, a 10-year low. Disruptions will hold back sales over the short term, said Lawrence Yang, an economist for the group. The report also said demand for some types of mortgages from Wall Street firms that packaged them into securities has dried up as rising defaults and delinquencies in the subprime market spread to borrowers with better credit ratings. The cash crunch has crippled lenders such as American Home Mortgage Investment Corporation, which filed for bankruptcy protection this week. The level of uncertainty of the housing recession has gone up with this most turbulent market, said Michael Dada, chief economist for MKM Partners in Greenwich, Connecticut. Housing will be under stress for a while. The president, by the way, came out today, said the economy is great. As a matter of fact, he said he was talking to Mr. Paulson, who has 30 years as a major Wall Street investment banker, says he told Bush it's the best economy he's seen in his entire life. And Bush touted his economic record. He sounded like a conservative. Cutting spending, cutting taxes, urging Congress to pass his budget, which is slashing the national deficit in half, better than projected. And look at these people all working, he mentioned. As a matter of fact, Americans' ingenuity is unrestrained. They are finding new opportunities every day, especially on eBay. Huh? He said that. It's where the new economy is. You people out there work for companies all your life, think you're getting a fat pension when you retire. Forget about it. The new economy is eBay. Sign up to eBay. You'll be able to sell all kinds of things on eBay. Just be careful who you deal with on eBay. So anyway, president was very happy about the economy. When the president actually came out to give his great speech today, the Dow was about was up about 100 points, and I was saying to myself, you know, once again, and knowing the silly things he says in speeches, if I was one of the president's handlers, I would not let him make an economic speech while the financial markets are open. You've got to understand, these markets are very, and right now, they are very fragile things. Someone saying the wrong thing at the wrong time can be interpreted every which way but Sunday, and it could cause all kinds of mayhem and panic. And so I was watching the speech with a certain amount of intrepidation, going, the possibilities of him screwing this one up are pretty good. You know, because they look at these things. I can remember in the 90s watching Alan Greenspan give speeches, which nobody could understand because he spoke in Greenspan speak. What did he just say? But you could actually, even though people couldn't understand a word he was saying, it sounded good, and you could actually watch the market tick up as he was speaking. And so they are aware of these things, that what they say do affect markets. So the president came out and said, everything's great. Don't worry, be happy. Except for the National Association of Realtors, who obviously must be a little Well, they must have distressed a whole bunch of real estate brokers out there. How can you sell something if you expect prices to fall to a five-year low sometime this year? I mean, it's very disturbing. I've got friends who are brokers. I know this can't be good news for them. Why buy a house now? Why don't you wait until the price is correct in 5 months or a year from now? Smart thing to do. But there you go. That is what we had on the financial side. But the Chinese, getting back to them, it was a story that appeared at 9:40 a.m. British Standard Time from the London Telegraph. Reporter was Ambrose Evans Pritchard. He says the Chinese government has begun a concerted campaign of economic threats against the United States, hinting that it may liquidate its vast holding of U.S. treasuries if Washington imposes trade sanctions to force a yuan revaluation. Anybody want to put up their hands that says Congress will scrap its silly idea of trying to impose trade sanctions on China to force them to deal with the yuan? And you know what's going to happen when they scrap all those tariff talks in Washington, D.C.? They're going to let General Motors bring a car called the Chery into the United States. This is a Chinese-made car. This morning I was watching, I don't know what I was watching, but they actually had film of a crash test of the Chery automobile produced by China. The Chery would be a good car to hit. It wouldn't be a good car to be the hitter. It wouldn't be good. It looked like a sardine can just being crunched up. But that's what the Chinese want to do. They want to obviously flood America now with cheap cars, which will most probably be no better than the Chinese cheap tires or many of the other cheap Chinese products that we consume on a regular basis. Two officials at a leading Communist Party bodies had given interviews in recent days warning for the first time that Beijing may use its $1.33 trillion of foreign reserves as a political weapon to counter pressure from the U.S. Congress. Ah, yes. Congress is going to stand up to China. You do know that, don't you? Yes, these are people with spying. That chance of that ever happening. Anyway, we'll maybe have more on this when we return. Maybe not. Take a short break. Be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 13 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Wednesday. Yeah, 23 minutes past the hour. We're still on the air. Let's take advantage of that and go to the phones. We've got John in Florida. Hey, bud.
Hello, Robbie.
How you doing, sir?
Good. I'd like to get the name of that song that you played about the Chinese. I've got to get a copy of that.
Yeah, I think it's Michael Fallon. It's either Michael Fallon or the other guy. Let me see if I've got it here. unfortunately, yeah, I thought I had it here. It's from one of the Monty Python series. Let's see here, I've got Monty, yeah, it's not that one.
Can it be bought in the store or not?
You know, I'm not sure if it can. It more than likely is one of the many old albums like The Life of Brian or one of those ones. Mm-hmm. I just came across it. I mean, there's a couple of other songs that they had at the same time, but unfortunately in today's politically correct climate I could never play it. They got another great song entitled Never Be Rude to an Arab. but yeah, it's a Monty Python thing. So
what's the title of it? I might be able to get it off the computer.
You know, Why I Like Chinese.
Why I Like Chinese. Okay.
And it's, well, it's apropos at this point in time.
Yeah.
Because they definitely are flexing their muscles. They are challenging, by and large, look, they're challenging Hillary Rodham Clinton. They're challenging, the U.S. Senate. Because the U.S. Senate is preparing, legislation, coming up, when they return from their vacation, of imposing sanctions against China for obviously the disparaging trade imbalances. For instance, last month for June, China had a $26.9 billion a trade surplus with the U.S. And so, yeah, I mean, this is a direct challenge to the Senate Finance Committee. That if you start messing with us, I mean, this is the first test. They have the power. They have the clout. I mean, if they do come through with their threat, there's no question the U.S. dollar will collapse precipitously overnight. Now, would it be in the interest to do it? Of course not. It would be stupid of them to do it, because the reason they've got a $26.9 billion surplus is because people buy this stupid crap. You know, so, yeah, I mean, if they had to collapse the dollar, then obviously their main trading partner would say goodbye. So, you know, this is your typical Mexican standoff. And guess who's going to back down?
We are.
Sure. Yep. There's no question about it.
We are very...
And when you've got an economy, I mean, we are not... The unfortunate thing with this administration has done, and I'm not saying other administrations hasn't done it, but America's ability to deal from a position of power has now been usurped. You know, just as we can see through the lies that come out of Washington, D.C., so can the rest of the world. And it's not a nice thing to say that America's prestige has diminished worldwide, but it's a fact of life. Because up until this point, you wouldn't have a what was decade ago a third world country challenging the financial supremacy of the United States of America. But that's exactly what China has done. It's thrown down the challenge.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we know who's going to back down.
I think people ought to store up on their food, their ammo, and I think we're headed for some really bad times.
Yeah, well, just make sure it's not the ammo is not made in China. Because judging by some of the stories I'm reading, there's a serious shortage of ammo, either real or imaginary, taking place out there. U.S. military is buying its bullets from Israel. So I wouldn't be at all surprised that at some point in time we start buying our ammunition from China. Of course, they are a major distributor of 7.62 ammunition, which is, I mean, the AK-47 ammunition. So, yeah, it's one of those strange things, brother.
Yeah.
Strange world in which we live in.
All right. Thanks, Robbie.
Thanks, sir.
All right.
Look, there's no question. The U.S. is going to back down on this. Simon Derrick, a currency strategist at the Bank of New York, said the comments by China was a direct message to the U.S. Senate as Capitol Hill prepares legislation for autumn session. Pretty clear cut. We'll take a break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The flip side for this Wednesday. Just went and did a quick search on Google. Actually, there's a video by Monty Python. You can find it on YouTube. Just punch in I Like Chinese, Monty Python, and you'll get it on YouTube. It is a funny song, and the funny thing about it, it was probably written, a decade ago or more. New York City ground to a halt today, the world's financial capital, suffering from, well, should we say infrastructure failure? Well, some people said like an F2 hurricane hit New York today, or a typhoon of some sort, tornado, if you will, which completely shut down the city. The power is out in Manhattan. Don't know how long it's been out. It's been out for most of the day. But here you have another infrastructure failure. And nobody wants to talk about the failing infrastructure while we are fighting a trillion-dollar war in Iraq. For what purpose? I still don't know or understand. I got to watch the debate, the Republican debate that was held over the weekend. And some observations. The only guy, I swear, the only guy that made any logical sense, period, was Ron Paul. And not given, obviously, enough time to expound on his views. I mean, how can you explain the history of America and America's many foreign policy blunders in 1 minute? you can't do it. Ron Paul is actually, he's managed to condense a lot of his answers into 1 minute that to people who understand what he's talking about makes pure logical sense. When he was questioned about what he would do with the situation in Iraq, he said he would pull them all out immediately, yesterday, in fact. And he went on to illustrate that every single time America has gone to war without a constitutional declaration of war, America has had unfortunate results. Whether it is Vietnam, whether it's Korea, or whether it's the many other conflicts that have gone on around the world in the last few decades. He's absolutely right. Congress abdicated its responsibility to the Constitution by giving the president a blank check to pursue a police action under the auspices of the United Nations. Now, I know Rudy Giuliani can't understand this. We definitely know that Mitt Romney can't understand this. And God forbid, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and Michael Medved would never get that. And these are the leaders of the so-called conservative movement, who, by the way, also spend an inordinate amount of time meeting the President of the United States for kissy-up sessions at the White House. They just had another meeting this weekend. All the usual suspects were there. Hugh Hewitt, Michael Medved, Sean Hannity. The list is endless. I don't think Rush was in in that elite group, but still they were there getting their marching orders from this administration, touting the fact, as we have seen, that, two people from the Brookings Institute who were opposed to the war wrote an op-ed piece in the New York Times that said, "We may be winning in Iraq." Now, they don't tell you about who the authors are and the fact that the authors were proponents for the war leading up to the war, considering that they were both members closely affiliated to AIPAC and are affiliated, especially Mr. Pollack, as an unindicted co-conspirator in the AIPAC spying scandal, but they don't want to bother mentioning that. But they use those two as an example that we are winning in Iraq. The surge is working. U.S. troop deaths were the lowest in July. And I'm thinking to myself, what, three kids are dying every day in Baghdad, and this is success? I don't know what the number is so far this month. What's it, the seventh of the month? Four kids died last night. Death toll of U.S. service personnel in Iraq at this point in time is probably 27, 28 for the month of August. And this is their mantra. This is what they're saying on a consistent basis. The media is not telling you the right story. We are succeeding in Iraq. You're not hearing all the good stuff that's going on in Iraq. And I'm saying to myself, what do these people, do they live on an island surrounded by a bubble? Are they incapable of actually even surfing the internet to find out about the millions of refugees that are fleeing Iraq? How Christians are being so persecuted in Iraq who were, believe it or not, very happy under Saddam's rule. But now they are a minority within a minority. And so now you're having this whole spin taking place of trying to sell. I don't know whether what they're trying to do, buy time till September when Petraeus's recommendations come out. Like, we got to wait until September to find out what this guy's going to say. He's going to say exactly what the conservative talk show hosts have been saying for the past week. Al Qaeda's on the run. Look, they announced they killed another number two guy at Al-Qaeda. They've killed the number two guy from Al-Qaeda I don't know how many times. It's like Weekend at Bernie's. The number two guy keeps on popping up every now and again. I guess the latest one, I don't know if he was the number two guy, but the guy that blew up the mosque. Oh, we got the guy that blew up the mosque. Well, that's going to sure stop anybody else from blowing up a mosque. And besides, this latest story about Iran supplying the weapons that are killing U.S. military personnel, how do we know it's not the Saudis? After all, 16 of the 19 hijackers were Saudis. Saudis haven't been shy about their support for the Sunnis in Iraq. As a matter of fact, Saudi wants to put an embassy in Baghdad in order to better facilitate its supporting of the Sunnis in Iraq. So you've got Iran supporting the Shiites. What a shock, what a surprise. And you've got Saudi Arabia supporting the Sunnis. What a shock, what a surprise. And then you've got Al-Qaeda in their mix somewhere. Who knows what they are? They're not even, well, no, they're Saudis. They're not even Al-Qaeda. They call them Al-Qaeda because Al-Qaeda's the boogeyman. Never forget the boogeyman. Always be careful of the boogeyman. Boogeyman's going to get you. And it's amazing how people just simply, this whole war on terror is just, it's disturbing. You know, let's get on with the election. Let's make Hillary Rodham Clinton president of the United States so we can put a, well, it's a closure of the 1920 curse. This is what we've been living through. We've been living through the 1920 curse. Some of you out there may be saying to yourself, what's a 1920 curse? Because I know I always get into trouble when I do this. And I've been saying this in jest for many years, and people always take it the wrong way. But there's no question that when the 19th Amendment was passed, that was, I know some people say, no, it actually goes back to 1913 with the creation of the Federal Reserve and income tax. Yeah, to a point, that was the financial side of the equation. But the moral and spiritual direction of America changed in 1920 with the passage of the 19th Amendment. And the 19th Amendment, for those of you who are still unfamiliar with the Constitution, was the woman's right to vote. Because look what happened. As soon as the women were given the right to vote, prohibition came about. And look what prohibition spawned. Prohibition spawned the mafia, spawned the whole underground economy. Some people say that may be a good thing, could be a bad thing. They ultimately spawned, one could say, NASCAR. Because if it wasn't for prohibition, we most probably wouldn't have had NASCAR. Because what other, well, one of those many things. But then, obviously, when they found out that it was really a stupid idea to try and, because more Americans, as soon as prohibition was introduced, do you realize that more Americans started drinking than before prohibition? Funny how that stuff happens. And then, well, it did a whole bunch of things. I mean, I think a shot of whiskey ran like 25 cents before prohibition. Prohibition came around, it was $1.75. So then when they figured out that, look, we ain't going to stop people wanting to get a little edge off their Jones when they get back from work on a daily basis, then we might as well scrap this prohibition thing. And let's find something else we can ban. And there wasn't at the time any opposition to, you know, obviously the killer weed. Reefer madness was spawned. We just went straight out from, well, we get the booze. Now we got reefer madness. And this was sold. This was another fear campaign. These were all fear campaigns. The prohibition. And it's like the war on terror. It's just, prohibition was sold was sold to people because it made people do weird things. And they became very violent, and that was the reason. And it was like leading up to the right for the woman to... Do you know what their main platform was? If women had a right to vote, they wouldn't send their sons to fight in foreign wars. Yeah. Let me see. 1920. What came after 1920? Oh, yes, that's right. So they had to have another scapegoat, and they created this boogeyman with reefer madness that drives people nuts, and they didn't know what they were doing. And the big one, Mexicans were coming from Mexico into the United States, smoking marijuana and raping the white woman. And then they started finding, and that's how it begot the war on drugs. Giving the woman the right to vote, then we ended up with the war on poverty. How successful has that been? Let's see, how long have we been fighting this war? 40 years? How much have we spent? $7 trillion? How poor are the poor? Well, they actually poorer than they were before we started the war on poverty. Then the communist threat. Oh, that was a big boogeyman. You know that in 1968, I mean, at the height of the Cold War, do you know that the USS Scorpion was sunk? A nuclear-powered submarine that was sunk by the Russians in retaliation for a U.S. sub sinking a Russian submarine? And the military lied for decades. As a matter of fact, the truth about the USS Scorpion has only recently surfaced, how the Navy knew long before they declared the sub missing, because all the family were waiting at Norfolk for the submarine to come in, and the Navy was going, "We don't know where it is. It's missing." They knew darn well it was sunk by the Russians. This is at the height of the Cold War, but nobody ever did it. Look, 30 years later, 40 years later, we find out what happened. But we were sold this boogeyman of communism. And though communism was a real threat, or the ideology of communism was a real threat, the communists weren't a real threat. That's how they sold you Vietnam, the domino. If we don't stop them there, we'll have to stop them here. Which was kind of silly, because they were already here. Disguised as members of the teachers' union and various other unions that the Democrats were pandering to last night, the AFL-CIO, what a joke that was. I knew these people had absolutely no interest in the working man in the 1990s when the AFL-CIO was very quiet when Clinton was pushing through NAFTA. The unions were AWOL on that one. Unions, you see, a lot of people, they grow up and their father was in a union, they are in a union, it's like a fraternity, it belongs to a club, you support your union, without realizing that the union bosses were scamming you. I mean, look what they did with the airline industry and all these other industries. soon as the burden of paying retirement benefits and health benefits, these companies just declare bankruptcy. Do away with the unions. In large part, it's the unions is the reason why corporations left the United States, because they couldn't deal with the unions' demands any longer. It's a very complicated thing, but there you have. So we get all these boogeymen all the time, these things that it's amazing how it works. I mean, look what happened here. You had last year, you had an election. The Democrats won, and apparently it was a mandate to send a message to Washington. You're screwing up. End the war. Stop the stupid war on terrorism. And what did they do in the dark of night over the weekend? 41 Democrats voted to give Bush unbridled power. Not only to give Bush unbridled power to spy on Americans, but they gave it to Henry Gonzalez.
a man's fighting. Take the fight back.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Final segment for this Wednesday. Don't ask me why it's such a good food. Oh, maybe it's because it's Wednesday. Let's go to Ray in Maryland. Hey, Ray. Thanks for holding. Ray fell off. Sorry, Ray. No, these things happen. Host gets on a roll and starts going on a tangent. The Curse of 1920, by the way, is a book, a recently released book. Not a single publisher wanted to touch this book. I wonder why. Oh, it says now a tornado struck Brooklyn, New York, shut down the city, flooded the tram lines. Financial capital of the world ground to a halt. Amazing. Yeah, a self-published book called The Curse of 1920. Well, he actually had three curses. The woman's right to vote. Now, see, and you see, people take it the wrong way. But let's be realistic. a woman making a decision to vote on the presidential candidate right now, I will guarantee you that his looks will define, a certain woman will vote on him based on the looks of the candidate. Some woman will vote based on, I don't know, compassion for children. And in other words, the problem with a woman vote is quite simply that their nurturing spirit, very politically correct way of saying that, Robert, even though I say so myself, their nurturing spirit clouds their rational judgment. I mean, you know, you want to help the kids, you want to help the poor, you want to help the starving, you want to help the little furry animals. I mean, these are all things that pluck at a woman's heartstrings. You want to get a woman to melt, just put a little puppy in her lap. And unfortunately, the job of governance requires someone that is not that compassionate, if you get my drift. Someone who has to make decisions based on the reality of where we are, all for the better good of man. This is not disparaging woman in any way, shape, or form. But this whole feminist movement is responsible for a lot of the sorry mistakes that have been made in the past. And if the feminist movement was true to its cause, how come ever since they've been given the right to vote, we've gone to how many wars? 7, 8, 9? This was their platform. Women will not send their sons to die in foreign wars. It didn't take long for World War II to come around after they were given the right to vote. What happened there? And that's been followed up with a major war every decade since. So there are questions. Anyway, the book's in time. We'll try and get the author on the show. As I said, he had three curses. Woman's right to vote. What was the other one? Jazz music. The curse of Africa, as he calls it. And there was another one, which I forget at this point in time, but the show's over, so it doesn't mean anything. Till tomorrow, my friends. See you. Bye.
It's true.